naturally disappointed, obviously, to lose the game, regardless whether it be home or away. I think when you dominate a game that much, you'd expect to get something out of it. I think we calculated there's about 20 crosses come in into their box. We probably had about 11, if not more, scoring opportunities. Didn't take them, so naturally disappointed.
It seemed a game that was more difficult not to win than to lose. Yeah, but, you know, they score a goal, which was a bit of a soft goal to concede, and you've conceded now more goals than anybody else, I think, in the league, 24 now.
It was a soft goal, and yes, we have conceded very sloppy goals during the season. I think we are getting better at it. Teams seem to be working a little bit harder to score against us. But a disappointing thing is that if I could look back at the game, they've probably had one, two shots on target, and they take that one opportunity, which is what our lapse in our possession, in their half, and they counter us and they go and score. So, again, very disappointed with that.
You swapped the back four around again. I brought in a young lad on loan, Josh Pask. I thought he had a very good game.
I mean, he's someone who we watched in pre-season, watched him play against Colchester, against their first team, and he just, I mean, I couldn't believe the age of the lad, and I couldn't believe how assured he was. And he came in and, you know, he's had a great debut. People might look at him and think, why are you bringing a 17-year-old in? But we know exactly what we're bringing in because of what he brought onto the pitch today. You know, calm, assured, didn't look phased in any way, shape or form. So as far as I'm concerned, he's an addition to the squad.
Yeah, you've got one 17-year-old at the back, and at half-time you brought on Jody Jones, also 17. Why did he not start?
I mean, the simple thing was with Jody, he picked up a knock last week in training. Jake's been doing well, so we simply went with Jake. Jake pulled up with an injury, so he came off. I mean, the good thing about it now is we've got competition for places, so you may see sort of people dipping in and dipping out. But again, both very good players. I mean, that doesn't surprise me what Jody can do today. He can do that at will. Unfortunately, you know, he put balls into the box and we didn't take the opportunity to score.
There was far more intensity. You're chasing the game with sort of 20 minutes to go, but more positive at that time than maybe earlier parts of the game.
I mean, to be honest with you, I look at the whole game, the game as a whole. For me, we was always on our front foot. We was always trying to get the ball wide, get the ball into the box, create opportunities. And as I said, if we wasn't doing that and we wasn't winning games, then I'd certainly be worried. But, you know, we scored 7 goals in the last 3 games. Yes, we've conceded some silly goals, but there's a lot of positive signs showing. Yes, everyone looks at it, it's a 1-0 defeat. We'll hold our hand up, we got beat. And we all know that collectively, it wasn't good enough. But if we carry on trying to do the things that we're doing with the right endeavour, things will come through.
And how are the players coping? Are they sort of really feeling the pain here? Are they looking for their own results, their own sort of performance to improve? There's something just missing that spark. You need a talisman. You need something to happen, don't you?
Well, listen, nobody likes losing. So, you know, every Sunday when they come home and they don't see 3 points on the board or they only see a point on the board, they see that as failure. Last week at York, they see it as failure, as being a draw. We know the position that we're in and we know the only way we can get out of it by sticking together, trying to do what we're doing on the football pitch today, and we'll get results.
And is everybody together right now? It looks like you've got a reasonably happy squad in the circumstances, really.
100% we're together. I mean, obviously, the players who are not in the team at the moment are going to be disappointed, and rightly so. They carry on working and raise the bar in training. You know, we've had some real intense training sessions where the people who are not in the team are trying to get into the team. For as long as that continues, we've always got an opportunity.
Andre Boucard not involved today, back from international duty. I know that people have been saying he's not been worth his place recently. Was he left out for any particular reason?
Andre's our captain. You know, he leads us from the front. I mean, he's not a captain like Abs, who is more vocal and leads in the way he is. Andre, he's a very good football player, and he tries to do what he can to win the game in his way. He only come back into the group yesterday from a long trip out in Trinidad, so it was decided that he'll be left out today and rested.
Looking ahead, back again on Tuesday at York, another long trip. Not much time to get it sorted between now and then.
To be honest with you, you say get sorted. As I said, if we play like we did today and we take them opportunities, we win the game. It's as simple as that. The one lapse at the back, we'll carry on working defensively as a team, but we'll carry on creating chances like that. As I said to you, we all start winning football matches.
So still positive?
100%.